This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Art and community go together pretty well conceptually, but what about when you add money into that mix? Being an art gallery and a black community space that is trying to preserve an historic neighborhood means finding new ways to stay in business. Here's today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Elisheba Johnson, and I'm one of four co-founders of Wanawari, which is a Black art center in Seattle's Central District, which is our historically African-American neighborhood. So me, Inye Wakoma, Jill Friedberg, and Rachel Kessler have been working together on another project in the Central District. All of us have different histories that intersect in the neighborhood. And Inye, at one point, his grandparents had six homes in the Central District. And due to the economic pressures that a lot of people face, they had to sell four of those homes. So the last two homes is one where his grandmother was living before she passed away in 2020, and the house that Wanawari is in. We decided to, as an experiment, an artistic experiment, to rent it as a way of like financially securing the family to be able to keep the home and then giving it back to the Black community as an arts and cultural center. A typical day is definitely working with our exhibition artists on what I would like to show of their work, getting them ready for their exhibition. And then we have a lot of events that go on. Last weekend, for instance, we had local dancers and dancers from out of town do a dance performance. So like I was putting up canopies and tables and chairs and, you know, all this type of stuff. But yeah, every day is different depending on what's going on. So we operate as an LLC with a fiscal sponsorship. We're interested in the flexibility of running as a business, but obviously like we get tax deductible donations and we also get a lot of grants, foundation grants and government grants. I bring this up because the nonprofit system has not served Black and Brown people very well. And I think that we're interested in how can we serve the community in ways that they need, but also funnel money in into the organization. I think just personally for us, rapid response is really critical, right? So we have people in our community that need food or they're experiencing some type of insecurity. I'm able to be like, hey, why don't you clean up the backyard, right? And we'll pay you, right, as a job. And that's why we like this structure, because we're able to kind of be nimble. We believe in the African idea of like collective economics. We can't just think about ourselves. And so how can we not only share, but also build together?
Elisheba Johnson, co-founder of the Wanawari in Seattle. We want to hear the story of your economy, wherever you are, whatever you do. So get in touch with us, would you? Marketplace.org/myeconomy.